Well, obviously, we'll have a big lift over what happened in 2011. I mean, Celebration was probably the largest tourism event we've ever had in our city's history. 1.5 million people probably in town. That was great. We're seeing hotel occupancies up. We're seeing hotel rates up. And we're seeing a lot more convention business coming to Baltimore in 13, 14, 15, and 16. So our plan looks really good. Obviously, we'll have another Celebration event in 2014, and we're going to keep promoting the city as a tourism destination in between then.
How do you build the momentum into 2013 where the Celebration events, so the War of 1812 events, are not going to be like Celebration? They're going to be smaller battlefield events, some in Baltimore, some around the area.
Well, then you deal with, obviously, promoting Harriet Tubman, the 150th anniversary of Civil War. You do 1812, and you just promote Baltimore as a great tourism destination. Here's what's going to be different in 13, especially in the summer months. And Ocean City was talking about a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
And you hate to benefit off of somebody else's misery, but the reality is a lot of those ocean communities up and down the East Coast are decimated by Sandy, and they're going to look for a new vacation spot. And hopefully Baltimore will be one of those they consider.
It's not something you like to think about, but it is one of the benefits, I guess.
Yeah, I think we could see an influx of more tourists next summer because of the limited choices of options on the East Coast.
The more immediate concern, how is the holiday listing going? Are we seeing a lot of holiday tourism, hotel bookings and stuff?
You know, this is typically the slower part of our year, post-Thanksgiving till about mid-February. But the reality is that, you know, the Harbor Light Show is helping us with us, you know, and obviously people are coming down shopping. We're seeing some traffic, but it's generally our slowest part of the year.
And if you could sum up 2012 in terms of tourism in Baltimore in one word, what would that be?
It's back.